The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And out on that LI News Radio app, you can listen to Spotlight on Long Island Schools wherever you go. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio, reminding you that Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. Well, listen, they were such a great group last week, we decided to bring them back and share some other information. It's the Harborfield School District. And, you know, we were talking in our show last week about social-emotional learning. Well, kind of aligned with that and character education and making sure empathy is built up. We're going to continue that theme with, well, they have a thing called No Place for Hate. And listen, you know, these are some difficult times that have brought out some ugliness that we've seen throughout our society and in our schools is no different on different levels. But it's always good to know that schools are combating it head on and, you know, showing kids. And we have to remember, these are kids and, you know, they have to be shown the right way from the wrong way and know the difference between the two. So No Place for Hate, I love the title of it. And we're going to learn about how it is started in grades K through 2. And we have the principal from the Washington Drive Primary School, Carrie Neer. Carrie, your assistant principal, Carrie? I'm sorry, did I promote you unexpectedly?
That's okay.
Yeah, congratulations on the promotion that I just gave you. She's the assistant principal there at the Washington Drive Primary School, which is grades K through 2. So, Carrie, welcome to the program. And again, you know, your guys are coming to you. These are all new experiences and everything else. So how do you lay the foundation blocks for No Place for Hate there in the Harborfield School District?
No Place for Hate is an incredible program. It's an anti-bias school-based program that was developed by the American Anti-Defamation League. And schools are invited to work with staff members, community members, and most importantly, students to design and implement activities that will create an inclusive school environment where everyone can thrive. At Washington Drive, we are very proud to announce that we just recently earned an opportunity to showcase one of our activities at the No Place for Hate Banner Award ceremony this year. That activity was crafted very carefully with our staff and our student body to find a way to increase inclusivity among our student population. What we did was we developed something based around the idea of celebrating our differences. And we kicked it off with World Down Syndrome Day. We actually have a student in our building who is a student with Down syndrome who appeared in an episode of Sesame Street. So we celebrated World Down Syndrome Day by sharing her episode with our entire student body and rocking our socks to celebrate the differences we have and to recognize the beauty in our diversity. We continued by celebrating World Autism Day on April 2nd. Our students were engaged in decorating individual puzzle pieces, which were then assembled to form a cohesive and uniquely beautiful masterpiece. This activity served as a metaphor for our community, each person an essential piece, coming together to create something extraordinary and special. The culmination of this theme was to have our students apply these lessons of acceptance and the idea of coming together by bringing together some of our student ambassadors with some of our students with special needs and creating opportunities for them to work together on various games and activities that allowed them to appreciate one another, help our special needs students to understand some of the rules and social expectations of these kinds of play situations, and just create a more inclusive environment that allowed all of our students to have the opportunity to practice and appreciate nuances of social interactions in a real world context.
And, you know, it's so great because you're doing this in a way at the very beginning. So it becomes the norm for them. And this is what they expect. And again, building empathy and showing, you know, I'm sure that student was probably the most popular student when they said, hey, you were on Sesame Street. That is really, really cool. But again, raising the awareness and they grasp what they can grasp, but they understand that there's no stigma, right? It's breaking down some of the stigmas around it and just saying, hey, this is different, but it's okay. And it's okay to accept that. So hats off to you there at Washington Drive Primary School. And I love the puzzle piece thing. You know, that's a very cool way to drive it home from a visual aspect. Now we're going to kick it up to grades 3 through 5, and we're going to go back to Thomas Leahy Elementary School, the assistant principal there, Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, welcome to the program. Let's talk about No Place for Hate over there at Thomas Leahy.
Thank you so much, and thank you for talking to us today. So here at TJL, you know, continuation of the program from Washington Drive, we look at No Place for Hate here as a holistic school-wide approach to improving school climate. So the goal of the program at TJL is for students to feel more connected to other students and to develop a greater respect and understanding of differences. So here we have a No Place for Hate committee that has grown over the last 7 years, and our committee is amazing because it includes students, teachers, and parents. The program is collaborative and student-run. So a lot of the work that we do comes from the ideas from our committee meetings and from the students and what they would like to see happening in school. TJL has participated in the No Place for Hate program for 7 years. And each year we plan and integrate at least 4 school-wide activities that meet the requirements of the No Place for Hate program to become a Gold Star school. So for an activity to be approved as a No Place for Hate activity, it has to have a school-wide impact, incorporate active learning, meaning that the students engage in active learning and community building, and incorporate discussions based on bias and bullying. So last year, we were invited to the banner ceremony that Washington Drive is invited to this year. And last year, we went with a bunch of our students to New York City, where we were asked to present one of our initiatives that involved raising awareness for the homeless community. Wow. And it was really an amazing opportunity for our students. We also implemented the Butterfly Project. It was one of our 4 No Place for Hate activities last year, and we're continuing it this year. The Butterfly Project was rolled out to all students through our art classes. Our art teacher read literature to all of the students and had them paint a ceramic butterfly that was affixed to a wall in one of our courtyards in remembrance of a child that died in the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And the wall was actually created to be a beautiful mural that was painted by community members and some of our staff here at TJL. And we had 2 Holocaust survivors come to the unveiling of the wall, which we call our Butterfly Friendship Garden. And we had all the students out there, and the survivors were able to talk to all the students about their experiences.
Very powerful.
Yeah, it was really powerful. The Butterfly Project is actually a national project that we want to be a part of every year. So we're doing it again this year with our 3rd graders so they can create butterflies and affix those butterflies to the wall as well.
What's the feedback you've gotten from the students about this? You know, because, again, we're talking grades 3 through 5, and, you know, maybe most of them haven't heard about the Holocaust and the impact and what it means. What's the feedback after some of these events that you've had?
It's been powerful. The children like going outside, you know, now this year with their classes, those that were involved last year, and just spending time out there to do projects with their classes, but just to be in view of the wall. They remember the experience. They're excited that the incoming 3rd graders, the new 3rd graders, will get a chance to be a part of it. And they talk about it and they feel empowered when they're out there. It's a great thing to have here as a permanent fixture in our school.
And from an administrative standpoint, what are some of the benefits that you see behavior-wise with the students that maybe you didn't see before? I know it's been in place for like 7 years, but what are some of the benefits you see as an administrator?
The more we have the same discussions over and over again, the more we've been seeing the benefits. So the biggest benefit in my eyes is that when we have discussions with the kids about bullying or identity bullying, they actually understand what we're talking about because it's something that's been implemented in a whole bunch of our initiatives. So it's not a one and done. It's something that we're incorporating into a lot of our work. So we're really seeing the impact through their understanding when things come up.
Yeah, it's not the one-off assembly. It is part of the culture and intertwined
exactly.
Into everything that you guys do. And that's the big difference, right? I mean, you could have the awareness assemblies and they play a role, but if it's one and done, the impact is going to be minimal. But to really intertwine it and it's part of the living, breathing culture of the district and your buildings, then it has the long-term impact and the long-term benefits. And that takes resources and that takes serious investment and caring, right? And you can't fake the caring piece of this. And that's so critically important. We are talking to the Harborfield School District about their initiative, No Place for Hate. It's another thing that they do K through 12, not just in spot classes here or there. It is part of the culture there at Harborfields. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with the other grade levels and their initiatives. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That is your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your district is involved in. And just like Harborfields, your school district, your students, your staff may be the next one right here in our spotlight. And we'll be right back with staff from Harborfields talking about No Place for Hate right after this. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I say, well, let's go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2, 3. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Out on the web at linewsradio.com, and check out that LI News Radio app too. Listen, if you can't be in front of a computer or a tablet, take the app with you and you can hear about all the things that are happening in our schools across Long Island. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association. And listen, they've been around since 1959. This is your host, Bob Vecchio, continuing our conversation with the Harborfield School District. And we're talking about No Place for Hate. And again, these initiatives are K through 12 initiatives. They start at the very beginning and they wrap it up right at the very end. And it's part of the culture in the Harborfield School District. So we are now going to continue our conversation to the middle school, grades 6 through 8. And the assistant principal over there at Oldfield Middle School, Rob Hendrick. Rob, welcome to the program. And listen, I said it in last week's show, and I've always believed this, you know, you guys are busy as heck there in the middle school because of all the changes and transitions. So there's never a dull moment in the big city there in the middle schools across our public education systems. Talk to us about the No Place for Hate initiatives that you have there over at Oldfield.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, we have been very busy here. So you heard quite a bit about the Anti-Defamation League's No Place for Hate from the other buildings. We've received as well Gold Star status for the past several years. And I can talk about the wonderful activities taking place at Oldfield Middle School this year. We started off the year with the Sandy Hook Promises Start with Hello, and that was our first activity. So No Place for Hate, to become a No Place for Hate school, you submit activities. Some of them are pre-approved by the Anti-Defamation League. Some you can create on your own, but they have to be submitted in advance. They have to get approved, and there's quite a thorough process. So the Sandy Hook Promises Start with Hello was set up by the Sandy Hook Promise, and it was something that we adopted. We thought it'd be a great thing to bring to the building. So each day of the week highlighted a different activity. Students at OMS ended the week by signing a banner, the culmination of a well-designed program with a definite goal in mind. We came together as a school community to spread kindness, forge new friendships, make our school a place where everyone feels included, which is really the whole purpose of No Place for Hate. It's not just about kindness. It's anti-bias. It's empathy. It's identity. It's understanding one another. During this week, our school was buzzing with exciting activities. We had a visit from our tornado mascot who made his way around the school, waving hello to all of our students. Students had a chance to participate in friendship building games, engage in meaningful discussions, and learn valuable skills for creating a more inclusive and compassionate community. We know we can create a more connected and caring world at OMS, and we use this opportunity to do so one hello at a time. Our pledge signing activity was the next activity. That was a pre-approved activity from the Anti-Defamation League. So it started with a video from Kid President and discussion questions during homeroom that promote anti-bias. It included a contest in which students wrote how they uphold the No Place for Hate pledge in their own life. And finally, those who chose to write that essay about how they uphold the No Place for Hate pledge in their own life were invited to dip their hands in different colored paint and actually place them on the No Place for Hate banner that we then displayed in our cafeteria.
What were some of the examples of how students applied their pledge into their daily life? What were some of the examples that stood out for you?
So it was very interesting. You know, we expected short paragraphs because we didn't, you know, say exactly how long these things had to be. And some of them were multiple pages. These students went so far as helping somebody when they need it, saying hello to someone who they don't normally talk to, asking a friend to sit with them at lunch who they don't normally sit with. If they see somebody by themselves, checking in on them, sharing things. including others who are not always included or who may be feeling excluded, sharing a smile with somebody that you may not, that may look like they're having a bad day. It was that they really truly embraced what the pledge of No Place for Hate is, and they seem to really thoroughly understand it.
Excellent. And what are some of the things that you see happening in the future to continue the initiatives? What are some of the ideas you may have to try things differently or build on some of the successes that you've already had?
So we did complete all the activities. We're in the fourth one right now, which is centered around Holocaust Remembrance Week. The third one was centered around Black History Month and our district-wide Black History Month celebration. But now what we're working on is sort of creating more awareness and promoting the fact that we are a No Place for Hate Gold Star School. So right now we're actually having a door decorating contest where we pushed out the values of the Anti-Defamation League, and each homeroom can choose a value and decorate their door, promoting that value. Simultaneously, we have a poster making contest where students can choose one of the No Place for Hate values, design a poster, and we're going to submit them for our committee, our No Place for Hate committee, to choose their favorite, who will get a prize. But the posters will be displayed around school, and the doors being decorated is just going to, you know, create more buzz and remind everyone that we are a No Place for Hate school, what it means to be a No Place for Hate school, and why it's important to be one.
And they take a sense of ownership of it upon themselves as well. So that's how you get the buy-in from the kids.
Absolutely.
To make sure it's meaningful and it's not just a project that, you know, hangs there for a little bit. Well done.
Absolutely.
We're going to move up to where the big kids play there at Harbor Fields High School. And we're going to speak with the assistant principal, Mr. Brian Suckle. Welcome to the program, Brian. Listen, your colleagues, K through 8, do an amazing job. And, you know, listen, how do you see it tying in, and how do you guys put a cherry on top of the sundae, if you will?
First, thanks for having us here. On the high school side, we try and develop programs that grow from the elementary schools through the middle school and then become part of the high school as well. The Humber Fields High School No Place for Hate Committee works specifically with our clubs. So the students are really leading the charge when it comes to the anti-bias and anti-bullying events that we do yearly. This year, we also started with the Sandy Hook Start With Hello Week to bring our students into the No Place for Hate focus. We did several activities throughout the week, my favorite being the Hello, My Name Is, where we simply had the students take the Hello, My Name Is stickers and put it on their shirts with their name, just to create a sense of community and let each other know who we are, rather than just a face as they walk by. We also utilized our Tornado News team and had students read the No Place for Hate pledge in English and Spanish to make sure we were all inclusive. And from there, students received a Google form that they were then able to answer some questions based off the pledge and give us their thoughts on what No Place for Hate means to them. We also have worked this year with our social ambassadors. Mr. Kahn, one of our science teachers, runs a social ambassadors club. They attend several conferences and workshops with the Suffolk Y JCC. And the town of Huntington. During those meetings, they participate in activities to explore issues surrounding identity discrimination, bullying, and counterpoints of inclusivity, acceptance, and empathy. And we leaned on them to run some of our activities as well. So we recently went to the Oldfield Middle School and worked with eighth grade English teachers, and they led activities discussing empathy, the value of empathy, compassion, inclusivity, and kindness. And our hope there is to build from the ground up, as these eighth graders will soon be here in the high school as ninth graders.
And Brian, from your perspective, how do you see the district-wide alignment from the very beginning to the time that the kids come in? How do you see it all tying in? What are some of the things like that you normally might not anticipate that reap some benefits that you probably didn't even imagine were possible? Like, talk to us about how the alignment means so much by the time the kids get up to the high school.
By the time the kids get to the high school, they are well aware of anti-bias and the problems with bullying. They are very open, and they work well with us, with the faculty and administration, our student managers, who are our deans, and tell us what's going on. There is a very open line of communication between students and faculty here. And many of the students are anti-bullying, and they come and let us know every little thing, because it's been ingrained in them in this community and in this school district to not allow those things to occur.
And where do you see it going in the future? What are some of your goals for future plans here?
So we actually started this year also the Butterfly Project. So that is one that we are definitely want to grow. the butterflies themselves are created, and they're going to be mounted in pretty much a main hallway here. And our hope is to see that grow year by year and continue that project because of the importance of that project. Our social ambassadors have really taken to the No Place for Hate and looking at them as leaders of this and kind of moving forward with the projects and the activities that they want to do.
And you got complete buy-in from staff as well, obviously, when it becomes part of the culture of the district. What are the feedback that you get from the staff?
The staff is all in. I reach out at the beginning of the year and ask what clubs or teachers would be interested in participating in this. As you know, my colleagues mentioned, there's four activities that we have to do. We're able to do more than four with just our clubs and teachers.
We want to thank the team from the Harborfield School District K-12 and their No Place for Hate initiative and all the work that they do to, again, raise the level of awareness and empathy and making sure that inclusivity is part of the culture in their school district. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your district is involved in. And just like the Harborfield School System, your district may be the next ones that are part of our spotlight. Until next week, take care, stay safe, and thanks for tuning in. ABC, EBS, 1, 2, 3.
I say, well, let's go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2, 3. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.